We're going to hear now about a move towards smaller government at the state level. It's the topic of today's Bottom Line in Business. The governor of Kansas has put his state on what he calls a glide path to zero income tax. But as Frank Morris from member station KCUR reports, that glide path is proving to be rather bumpy.
On the face of it, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback seems to enjoy a remarkably strong political position. He's a conservative Republican flanked by GOP supermajorities in both legislative chambers. Last election, Brownback allies helped purge moderate Republicans from the state Senate. Governor Brownback.
I think the road is open. I think we do provide an alternative model. I think we do provide a red state model.
Last year, Kansas eliminated income tax for about 190,000 small businesses and cut the rate substantially for high-income individuals.
We're going from the highest tax state in the region to the lowest tax state in the region.
Well, Governor Brownback has made very bold moves towards making Kansas a more competitive place to do business and to create jobs.
Jonathan Williams is in charge of fiscal policy at the American Legislative Exchange Council. The conservative group has ties to politically active corporations like Wichita-based Koch Industries. Williams says no other state has eliminated income tax just for small businesses. And that move is causing a stir in Kansas City along the state line that divides the community between Kansas and Missouri.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Some new digs here, huh?
Yeah, they're going to remodel the hallway and everything.
Steve Brown is a partner at Miro Welsh Brown, an accounting firm that this week is making a move from Missouri into Kansas.
Well, we moved from just a mile or 2 miles on the east side of state line to literally, as you can observe looking out the window, we're a few hundred yards on the west side of state line now.
Brown says that none of the firm's employees need to move. By trading one office building for another, though, and shedding most state taxes, they're boosting the firm's income by upwards of 6%. It's a no-brainer. The harder calculation is whether the firm's gain and Missouri's loss is actually a win for Kansas.
That benefits no one in the end. And it hurts the people because the tax money is gone.
Republican State Representative Barbara Beaulieu, at home in Tony Mission Hills, Kansas, just north of where the accounting firm is moving, says she's pro-business, but just can't swallow the size of last year's tax cuts. They'll cost the state more than $850 million annually, with the bulk of it going to higher income individuals.
The governor's been very clear, it's an experiment. And it is. We were the only state in the country that did this. So it's either a huge win or a horrible loss.
Beaulieu points out that income tax generates more than a third of state tax revenues, and that several neighboring states are talking about cutting or eliminating that very same tax. She fears a race to the bottom that generates too few new jobs and too little new money for Kansas to avoid painful consequences.
I have a hard time looking at the school children in my neighborhood and saying, I'm going to do an experiment on you, and if we lose, your schools are going down the tubes.
Governor Brownback promises that he's not going to let that happen, but he's got a problem. All that lost tax revenue from the income tax cuts. So he's proposed something radical for a conservative Republican, a serious tax increase, one that he hopes will be short-term. Brownback wants to extend a sales tax that's set to expire and to end some deductions. When you add it all up, tax revenues climb by as much as $455 million. Democrats are calling it Robin Hood in reverse, stealing from the poor to give to the rich. And it's not going over real well with Republicans like Representative Scott Schwab either.
So you're asking me to raise taxes today for a tax cut in 5 years. A lot of folks who campaigned this summer, that was not what they campaigned on. They campaigned on cutting taxes today.
But tax cuts today, on top of the big ones from last year, would likely crater the state budget, which would also be unpopular. It's messy.
Transitions are the hardest piece of it.
That's Governor Brownback again.
If you ask people, do you want to do away with the income tax, a good portion would say yes. Okay, now how do you do that?
How, indeed. It's a question vexing Kansas as it struggles to develop a new red state model. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.